Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Slacker and Steve.
Okay, so we want to talk about relationship red flags. Like, kind of sort of avoid people who blank.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And the first thing that I saw in our little list of things to avoid is me. Like, everyone should avoid. It's like somebody who's super attached to their phone, but doesn't respond to text fast.
That is you.
It's super annoying.
Are you saying it's super annoying when someone does it? Or are you, because like you said that with a lot of disdain in your voice while looking directly at me.
I just meant in general.
Yeah. Because there's nothing like you're with someone and they're like, they don't stop looking at your phone. And you're like, hey, look up at me, look up at me. And you're like, okay, well, they're just a person who's into their phone. But then when you text them, they don't get right. And you're like, wait a minute. It is me. Because they won't talk to me when I'm with them and they don't talk to me when I'm texting them.
That's kind of, I think your wife does that to you too.
She does.
Okay. Yes.
Well, at least it's mutual.
I wonder if she's doing it because I do it though.
Okay.
I feel like she might almost have a timer.
Still playing like, that game.
Oh, yeah. No, the game's never.
They never end.
Game's never really stopped in the Slacker Casa. There's one thing, there's a new trend called love bombing.
Love bombing.
Yeah.
It sounds like you've had experience with it. It's when a guy, I assume.
Or a girl, but most likely a guy.
Girls don't love bomb, do they?
Probably not.
It's like at the beginning of a relationship, they text you, they call you, they email you, they get you cards, they get you letters, they write songs about you.
They're talking about vacations that you're going to go on and the future and all of that stuff.
And then what? I mean, have you been through this?
Yeah, a little bit. One of my more significant exes was a little bit like this. And then they withdraw their love from you. And then you're always trying to like...
Oh.
It's very manipulative. And most love bombers are narcissists.
It actually says that in the story.
Yeah.
Wow.
That their
therapy helped me realize.
So they want to be like a drug. They want to be like cocaine.
They
want to get you used to this
they literally
level
are.
And you're going to chase it.
Yes, and then you start accepting lesser treatment, and so when they do something like just slightly nice, you think it's like the biggest deal, and like you get that little hit of dopamine of like the good feeling, and you're like, ah, and then you want more of it. It literally is like an addiction, like a love addiction.
So you've been love bombed, and like, did you finally wake up and dump him, or did you finally just get fed up?
I got fed up, and he still tries to reach out to me. He just did the other day, or like a couple weeks ago, but I haven't responded for, gosh, like 2.5 years now.
You cannot.
I never do. I should just block him, but I just never think about it. And he still is trying.
Love bomb, yeah.
But I think is a little part of you, you're not blocking him because you want the validation of him crawling back every once in a while. You want to at least see it. You don't?
I really thought the last time I responded would be the last and final time he'd ever reach out. And then each time
something.
I'm like, what? get out of here. Like, moving on with my day.
Because Steve's not a love bomber, but you definitely bomb him on the way out.
I did. Okay, yeah. You and I are notorious. We never break up.
Oh, yeah.
We always get them to break up with us.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my.
I know. When I was dating Dawn years ago, I kind of broke up with her, but I felt bad. So we went, I took her shopping and we bought a bunch of Coach purses because it.
Wait.
Yeah.
Before you, like, you bought her them and then you broke up with her? No, or other way around?
Broke up and then we went shopping because I felt.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Hold on. I know. That's, that doesn't wait.
Yes.
And she let you?
Not at first, but I insisted because I needed to make myself feel better for what I just. I know.
So you're like the end of a game show?
Yes. Party.
With the consolation party gifts?
Yes. So we
jump in my Audi and let me drive you to
down to the outlet store.
Full price stuff.
Yeah, they were full price at the outlet store, but I bought one for each season. So she, but I felt bad because it was not her fault. I mean, never mind. But anyway, that's yes.
Wow, no one's ever done that for me. I feel like
is that love bombing?
You do it before they go out and you buy a bunch of stuff. It's like, oh my god, he's being so generous, and then you, like to soften the blow and go like, by the way, we're breaking up. Enjoy your purses,
right? Yeah, that's how I was picturing it.
You don't do it after because then you're awkward shopping. Because then she could vengefully go, I want that one. I want that one.
She asked for the clutches to go, and I
got her the accessories.
Absolutely.
She got the clutch that matches the bag.
Yes.
For having put up with you.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right. So if you want to tell us about a relationship red flag, I mean, they can be serious or they can be like, as a woman, don't date a guy who would ever be part of a word at a football game.
Oh yes.
You spell something.
Oh. He's just one letter in a thing.
Amen to that. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's like,
also, if you go to his house and his bed's in the corner with only one pillow.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Steve's heading out to get some more pillows tonight. Need some help moving that bed to the center?
Yes.
All right. If you've got a relationship red flag, we want to talk to you. 303-222-5423. You can also text us at 51059. There's a couple of other ones here that kind of relate to us here.
Uh-huh.
One is, has zero opinion.
Be careful of that, because then you're going to be making all the decisions.
I'm sort of that.
What?
Wait, no.
In a relationship, want you to be happy.
Oh, please.
I'm pretty adaptable. Yeah. So, I can find something I like at almost any restaurant.
Yeah.
I'll watch a rom-com. I'm not super into them, but if you like them, if you want to watch action, I want you to be happy. So you, tell me what you want and I'll make it happen.
That's cool. I'm pleasers is like that too.
But they say it's
not good.
They say it's a sign of a controlling person.
That you're
weird.
Controlling?
Because you're sort of like, it's almost, I think it might be like love bombing. Like you're letting them feel like they have control when ultimately I don't feel like I am aware that I'm a controlling person. But I don't think I am in that regard. I don't think that's why I'm like, do whatever you want.
I was about to say, you bastard.
Yes, I don't know. I don't swear. The other red flag is they insist on ordering your food or drinks. This came up on the show recently, didn't it?
It did.
It's a sign. Okay. I was taught it's a sign of chivalry and a sign of a gentleman will order for a list. It's not control.
Oh, wait. I misread. You're the controlling person. I'm just lack of confidence guy. Sorry.
No.
Yeah. In reality, they say you...
That makes more sense.
Yes. Sorry.
I don't think you don't do it from a control.
No.
You're just old school with your manners.
Yes. That's what we were taught.
Yeah.
That's what gentlemen do for ladies.
Yeah.
Because they're too weak to order their own food.
They're not.
Darn it all. I just wish I could say steak medium rare, but Steve, will you say it for me?
You're right.
Better be nice to the server or else that's another red flag.
Huge red flag.
I am always.
Completely.
You are too. We all are.
Yes.
You do one thing to servers that isn't great.
Because I don't want you guys ordering what
I'm doing. Have you been out to dinner with him?
No.
He does the quiet. It's like, everybody's like, yeah, so I'll have number 6 with the fries on the side. Steve's like,
why do you do that?
I
know why.
Why?
Because you're ordering 12-year-old person food.
That's why.
Because it's like, we're at Del Frisco's. Yes. I'm like, I'm going to take the Delmonico, bloody as hell. And then he's like, can I get
the mac and cheese? Yeah.
And a milk.
You're right.
Yeah. And I'm like, God. Yeah, I want a whiskey, neat.
Do you have chocolate milk by chance?
Double tall.
All right, so red flags. Guys to avoid, girls to avoid. We want to hear your red flags.
Yeah.
Lexi?
Yay.
Yay.
Red flags, what do you got?
Don't date somebody who is always wanting you to do their things, their activities, but are never interested in doing something you suggest.
Well, if your activities are lame, why do I have to, like, okay, you're right.
Yeah, my father is this person.
He wouldn't do anything your mom wanted to do?
Like, I grew up, I only really know my father's side of the family. I don't know, it's the farm mentality, but it's like, we just always did his things. He bowled, and we all just sat there and watched him bowl.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
My kids do, they know my husband's side of the family. We do my husband's activities, and they know nothing about me or my family.
What do you like to, so they don't want?
This is a little weird because, like, these are like red flags, and yay, I dumped the guy. And, yeah. And it sounds like you're still with Mr. Johnny Control Freak. Like,
yeah. 21 years as of the end of the month.
Dang, Lexi. Well, we would do what you wanted to do.
Well, let's go do what you want to do later. Thank you for the call. Anyone else weirded out by her nervous laughter?
Yeah, she needed help. We should have asked if she needed help.
Oh, this is
rescued.
That situation.
Yep.
We need to hold up a sign.
Yep.
Are you okay?
Yes.
Lexi, call us back if you're not okay.
Yeah.
If he'll let you.
Okay.
Okay, Alicia.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yay.
Red flags. What do you got?
Oh, my God. Oh, I said maybe if they isolate you from your friends and family.
Jesus, you guys are dark.
Jeez.
Everybody's, it's sort of like what we're talking, like, they start to do. I've seen relationships, I've had friends where it's just like, if you say anything negative, my friend would, like, tell her husband, oh, my mom said this, and then he would, like, ramp it up. Oh, yeah, and you know what else she said, and you know what else, to the point that she, like, builds up the animosity between family members until it's just, I'm your only outlet.
Is that what happened to you, Alicia?
Well, I watch and listen to a lot of podcasts and documentaries where the catfishers and gaslighters would just be kind of keeping that person to themselves and making, like you said, really dependent on them.
Are you okay? Do you need to be?
Steve looks horrified. There's a lot of bad ones out there.
For you, it's just podcasts, right? It's not happening to you.
Yeah. It's all about listening to that. Get that paranoia going on from those podcasts and the documentary.
Erin is our traffic girl. Is the exact same way. All she listens to is like murder podcasts.
Yes.
So like, I won't even watch. If she's outside in the dark, I won't go out there because she's got all these thoughts. Beware of someone who just listens to murder podcasts. Okay. That's another red flag.
I fall asleep to them. I mean,
what?
They soothe you to sleep.
Oh my God. Thank you for the call. Like, for the first time in forever, there was nothing on TV, so I turned on Forensics Files because I haven't watched that in forever with that narrator who's like, and then don't bang down, and like, DNA wasn't it, like, whatever. Like, I couldn't sleep. Because it's all people. Oh, my God. And one red carpet fiber is what got him caught. And you're like, oh, sorry. Get it back together. Amber.
Yay.
Who are we red flagging?
Guys that text you, hey, with three Ys.
Yes, that's a girl thing. That's not a girl thing.
Yeah. Do you want to be with guys who use emojis?
No.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.